And Nathan Bradley, this morning, Nathan and I were talking about the uprisings that are occurring all over the world. And I was suggesting to him that I was very positive, basically, about what's going on. You know, some people call it the great unraveling. We were looking at it in terms of stories about what's going on to humanity and what's going on around the world at the moment with people uprising against oppressive governments and systems. And I don't think Nathan's very forthright with his opinions and understandably quite angry about certain things. And sometimes not too hopeful. I'm sure he wouldn't mind me saying that. But I think in the face of the great unravelling that we seem to be witnessing around the world, these are the sort of things we talk about on the Points of Ire show, there is a wonderful story called The Great Turning, and it's an option open to humanity. And we talked about this morning. And he very kindly gave me the opportunity to go into further detail about The Great Turning. And I would like to read it again for you tonight as we sort of turn in, as it were, for the evening. Hour two, of course, is chill out music, and we'll be helping you relax and chill out and tuck you into bed with a virtual kiss on the forehead as we go from Thursday into Friday and welcome another day. But between now and then, between now and the chill out tunes, I'm just celebrating the work of the Access All Areas Project. Points of Ire, winding you back to Points of Ire this afternoon and talking about The Great Turning. It's a name for the essential adventure of our time, the shift from the industrial growth society to a life-sustaining civilization. That sounds good, doesn't it? The ecological and social crises we face are inflamed by an economic system dependent on accelerating growth. This self-destructing political economy sets its goals and measures its performance in terms of ever-increasing corporate profits. In other words, how fast materials can be extracted from Earth and turned into consumer products, weapons, and waste. Now, cue music. A revolution is underway because people are realizing that our needs can be met without destroying our world. We have the technical knowledge, the communication tools, the material resources to grow enough food, ensure clean air and water, and meet rational energy needs. Future generations, if there is a livable world for them, will look back at the epochal transition we are making to a life-sustaining society. And they may well call this the time of the great turning. It is happening now. Whether or not it is recognized by corporate-controlled media, the Great Turning is a reality. Although we cannot know yet if it will take hold in time for humans and other complex life forms to survive, we can know that it is underway, and it is gaining momentum through the actions of countless individuals and groups around the world. To see this as the larger context of our lives clears our vision and summons our courage.